cases like this just really piss me off. Maddie Soto, she's the 13-year-old who went missing, quote-unquote, the other week. And now mom's boyfriend, Stephen Stearns, has been charged with possessing child porn as of the recording of this. But very likely will also be charged in her murder. And in doing some research for talking about this story today, I had a chance to watch some of the interviews with Jen Soto, Maddie's mom. And, you know, you're going into this and you're thinking, oh, God, this is going to be hard. This is a mom who's grieving her. And the interviews were conducted while Maddie was missing.
Yeah.
Which, to me, quite honestly, that would be the time I'd be most frantic as a parent. And I think most of us would be, not knowing what's happened. Unless you did know what happened. But that would be the moment I would be like, holy shit, because you don't have any answers. It's the not knowing. And my conjecture on this, and I'm stating as of right now, as of a recording of this, on the 5th of March of 2024 at 3:10 p.m. Central Time, Jen Soto has not been charged with anything.
Mm-hmm.
I don't see that staying that way very long, quite honestly.
No.
There's something very, very off about the interviews that she was giving to local television stations, and we're going to dissect those today. And if you look at the comments on YouTube where some of these are posted, I'm not the only one who feels this way. Now, obviously, this woman is innocent. She has not been charged with anything. All I'm saying is something feels very, very off. Everybody deals with grief differently. Yeah, you know what? People don't deal with it like this. Moms,
no, there's, yeah. I mean, honestly, and I'm speaking from, and I know anybody listening is going to go, I'm sorry, animals are not children, but I had a cat that was missing once for 2 days. I was fucking frantic.
Yeah.
Frantic. That was the love of my life. He was missing. I was freaking out. Like, I couldn't focus. I was in hysterics. I was in tears. Very different than this woman who's missing her 13-year-old daughter.
Let me give you a little context on the case, because both of our Murder in the Morning episodes are going to be focusing on this today. So you kind of get a two-parter. I first want to establish what is going on in this case for someone who does not know. And then we're going to take a listen to this interview that she gave to the mom, gave to Fox 35 Orlando. It's chilling. It really is. But Maddie Soto, 13-year-old, just turned 13. Stephen Stearns, who's mom's boyfriend, and it apparently has been there for several years, as we're learning, had been engaging in sexual abuse against her for almost 2 years.
This revelation
comes from video and photo evidence found during the investigation into her disappearance, as outlined now in court affidavits from the Osceola County Sheriff and made available to the public on Tuesday. They initially released a heavily redacted affidavit. They were later updated to include more details following the discovery of Maddie's body, albeit with some redactions remaining. They didn't do the greatest job at their redactions because it spells out what some of this is. And this is also the same sheriff's department that posted photos or a photo of Maddie's corpse on Instagram.
And then they said,
oops, that was an accident. Like, number one, why the fuck do you have that on your phone? Why is this anywhere near your bank of social media photos that are going to be going out there?
Yeah, that shouldn't be on a drive that has access to the public in any way, shape, or form. If you're logging into a social media site, you should not be able to access that drive. I'm sorry. That's how shit happens.
So we already have great faith in the police on this one for that. And then there's another person in the police department that shared a selfie with Stephen. What's wrong with you people? How do you? Anyway, that's not the point of this story. Stearns, who is 37, was in a relationship with Maddie's mother. He's charged with two instances of sexual battery against a minor. One which dates back when Maddie was 11. A crime that could lead to the death sentence upon conviction. That's something I like about Florida there, where you can get death for something like that. Although Kissimmee Police Chief Betty Holland has not confirmed Maddie as the victim in these charges. The court documents reference the young girl's birth date and describe her as the missing juvenile. Good job redacting. Like, I think they're like in like we're freaking out mode. Just give them more stuff to look at. Give them more. Because they're going to get the topic off of us posting the picture of the body. So, only in Florida. The affidavit details the abuse occurring from February 2022 to February 2024, covering the period from when Maddie was 11 until her disappearance. They specify two incidents captured on Stern's phone, one in August of 2022 when Maddie was 11, another when she was 12. Without specifying the date of the latter. Further details emerged from a press conference led by the Orange County Sheriff John Mina, revealing that Madeline had left messages to friends about her plans to live in the woods upon turning 13, coinciding with her birthday on February 22nd. Now, why would a little 13-year-old girl who's in a happy household want to go live in the woods?
Yeah, she just wanted to get the F out of there.
Because mom's not protecting her. And this guy is abusing the shit out of her. And I don't know. Is mom complicit in some of the abuse? I don't know. I don't know the answer to that question. I would sure as hell hope not. But I guess time will tell.
Stearns, my big question is, how did she not know that this was going on in her home? You know, you've got a 13, you have about a 13-year-old daughter.
Mm-hmm.
If something like this were going on, she'd tell you, wouldn't she?
I have an 11.
You'd be sensing it.
I would be sensing it. I would be, and people, and I get there's situations where people aren't aware, but oh my God, I don't know how you're not. Then you're really fucking disconnected, and there's something really weird going on here.
That's what astounds me. If it was a one-off, you may not know, but if this is going on continuously for 2 years, how do you not know?
Or suspect, at the very, very least, something is happening here.
Yep.
Stearns is currently detained on charges related to the sexual abuse. As of this moment of recording, he's not been charged in connection with her death. I'm sure that'll be coming soon. His arrest was followed the discovery of the incriminating photos and videos on his phone. He's being held in the Osceola County Jail without bond. Thank God. Investigators pinpointed the location of many of the incidents to the apartment shared by Madeline Stearns and her mother at the Venetian Bay Villages in Kissimmee. Madeline's mother, Jen Soto, has not been implicated as a suspect in her daughter's disappearance or death. We're going to listen to some audio here on our next segment that may make you wonder why. The case came to public attention when Maddie was reported missing after Stearns claimed to have dropped her off at a church near her school. Evidence presented by Holland and Mina at a press conference indicated Stearns discarding Madeline's belongings in a dumpster on the morning of her disappearance. Later evidence suggested Madeline was already deceased when Stearns returned to the scene. Madeline's body was eventually found by search teams in a wooded area in St. Cloud, bringing a tragic turn to that investigation. So, yeah, there's some shady shit going on here.
Yeah.
And we're going to, we'll play the audio here. You know what? I have two pieces of audio to play. Let's go through both of them. We're going to just make this segment longer. And we're going to take a listen to this first one. This is the one that really got me like, what the fuck is happening here? And because I had been kind of following the story a little bit amongst the other 58 we're following. And and then I was drawn in because I was just kind of getting myself absorbed in it, understanding it. And I watched this and oh my God, my spidey senses just went off. And I was like, what the fuck is happening? What am I watching here? This video is available on YouTube. This is an interview conducted by Fox 35 Orlando. In the video, it is Jen Soto talking to a reporter, Hannah McKenzie, about the disappearance. This is prior to the body being found. She looks like she's sitting in her apartment, kitchen's in the background. And one of the creepiest things in this video is Stephen Stearns comes out into the shot and just kind of sits in the background on a stool.
Oh.
Sitting there, making his presence known as Jen Soto recites the story of what she is telling the media. I mean, they're really she is playing this up as if, like, oh my gosh, we need media help so we can find her. I would be doing the same thing if my daughter was missing. But I can tell you, I'd have a very different demeanor. I think most parents would have a very different demeanor, especially if you gave a shit about your child. This is not the reaction, I think, of a mother who cares about her kid. I'm just going to say it that way. That's my personal opinion. But I'm sorry, this the body language, the way she's talking, just screams to me. She knows something. I don't know if she was involved in something. I feel like she probably knows something at this point in this interview. I don't know that for a fact by any means. This is just my speculation, but I know, like I said, a lot of people also feeling that way. It's about a 10-minute interview. We're going to walk through it, and we're going to probably pause as we go. So here's the interview. This is Jen Soto, the mother of Madeline Soto, Maddie Soto, prior to her body being found.
Jen, go ahead and tell us what's going on with Maddie.
Well, Monday morning, we took her to school. We dropped her off close to school, across the street from a church, which is it's right next to the school.
And there comes
across the street,
douchebag onto the camera with a red Solo cup ready to sit down in the background.
And walk to school, what we thought walked to school. My boyfriend who drove her to school drove away at that point. It was seen on video footage that she hung out in the parking lot of the church for a few minutes and then got up and walked towards the school. But she never made it, that walk from, and that was around 9 a.m. when she got up. She never made it to school after that. It's right next to the school. I don't know why she didn't make it. I don't know if something happened on her walk along the way or if she got taken.
Oh,
she never made it.
Lots of speculation. Lots of she got taken. It's right there. It's really close. This should have worked. Should have been fine. And by the way, she puts herself in the vehicle too. Jen Soto does. It wasn't just Stephen. She's right there saying she was in the car too, which I think is going to be actually one of her downfalls. Continuing on.
And that was the last anyone seen of her or heard from her?
Yes. I went to pick her up after school and she wasn't there. So I started driving around, maybe thinking she took a walk. Maybe she decided to walk to my mom's office, which is pretty close to the school as well. Drove around and I didn't see anything. I drove back to the school. The school was closed. I emailed one of her teachers. They confirmed that she was absent all day. At that point is when I called 911 because I realized something was truly wrong.
Have you heard from like any of her friends? Has she been active on any social media?
She hasn't been active on social media. None of her chats, none of her games. We did contact all her friends. None of them had seen her Monday or heard from her. There's no update.
And I have to ask this, and I know I hate doing it, but is she the type that would run away? Has this happened in the past or anything? Has she ever threatened to run away?
Never. She's never, ever mentioned anything like this before. And she's not the type to want to do this. She did accidentally leave her phone on Monday.
How convenient.
Yeah.
Accidentally left her phone on Monday.
What? No. I call bullshit. What 13-year-old doesn't have their phone with them? Their phone is attached to them like their hand is attached to them.
Well, Stacey, don't worry. Jen Soto has an answer for that.
Not for
which is kind of normal for her. She's got ADHD and very forgetful. So she left her phone at home, so there's no way to trace her. Tried tracing her school laptop.
So there's no way to trace her. Really quick. She's very quick to explain the answers.
She listens to a lot of crime podcasts.
Yeah, that's it. She listens to crime podcasts.
This sounds very calculated. Like, here's what we need to do to make sure she's not traced. We need to make sure her cell phone's not with her. Her laptop.
Here's the story we're going to say. Here's what we're going to say. And we got to stick with it. It's going to be interesting because we're going to hear a second interview, which I have not listened to yet, in our second segment this morning. And I'm very curious to see how well the story holds up when we go back to back. Let's continue with this one.
But that's off. So it's not pinging to anything.
Of course not.
Ooh. Jen, what is your fear? I know you mentioned she's on games and stuff. Do you think she could have like met somebody and tried to meet up with them?
She's open with us about, you know, if she's got a crush with anyone. And she told us she had a crush on someone at school. And I looked at their messages. Nothing was weird. I looked at all of her messages, all of her deleted messages. Nothing seemed weird. It didn't seem like she was talking to anyone.
Other than your boyfriend that's raping her. That's right? All.
I don't feel like that's the case. I feel like she may have been taken because this is not like her at all to just disappear and not tell us, not let us know where she's going or who she's with.
We're automatically saying that she might have been taken instead of she's missing and maybe ran away. You know?
As she's creepy fuckers
way
in the background.
Too much. Yeah, she's pointing way too much at this one thing.
She's pointing at a story.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yep. As the boyfriend sits in the background and makes sure that she doesn't say anything wrong.
Have we seen any tears from either one of these bitches?
No. I mean, she's sitting there and she's just talking about this like she's ordering McDonald's. Like, I'll take a Big Mac. The bigger one. My daughter's missing. Yeah, can I get a supersize on those fries? You stopped doing that in 98. Oh, my bad.
If you had seen video of me when my cat was missing, my eyes were bloodshot. They were swollen from bawling my eyes out. I mean, you know, I get it. People deal with things differently. But here she is talking about her missing child. And I don't see any tears. The eyes don't look like they've been crying at all.
There's no
emotion here.
No, I'm just looking at some of these comments here. We dropped her off at school at a church next to the school. We watched her walk across the street. My boyfriend dropped her off at school. The church is next to the school, yet she says they watched her cross the street next door or across the street. It can't be both.
Yeah, who dropped her off? Was it one or both?
Either she was there or she was not.
Yeah, I'm sure police are, well, of course, who knows, Barney Fife going on here.
Well, considering they're posting photos of her corpse on Instagram, I don't have the biggest amount of faith in the Osceola Police Department at this moment in time to them not fuck this up. So I guess it's up to us and other people who are paying attention to the story to go, hey, you might want to shine a flashlight over there and take a little look. And if I'm wrong and there's nothing going on, great. I hope to God there isn't. But I'm sorry, this doesn't look good. Let's continue.
What are you getting from law enforcement? Are they actively searching for her? I mean, what happens now? I mean, especially that she doesn't have her phone with her.
So as far as I know, they're conducting a search around the school, behind the school. There's a shingle creek. There's a wooded path area that you could walk. It's a hiking path. They are going back there with their canine dogs. They've taken a piece of her clothing to see if they can trace her scent. They're also taking their own vehicles. I'm not sure what type of vehicles, but they're going into the woods to search for her. But I don't feel like that's going to find anything right now. We've had people all day.
Oh, my God. No.
I just don't feel like that's going to find anything now.
I can't.
Oh!
Oh my God. Okay, so here's what a very concerned parent would say. My God, I hope they find her.
I hope to God they do everything they can to search. Why would you feel like they're not going to find anything right now? Who the fuck says that?
Because you fucking know where she is.
Exactly. Who the fuck would say, I just don't think they're going to... I'd be They should look every place and any place, any everywhere, any place authorities are looking. Look there. Who? Why? There's no place in this conversation at all to say, I don't think they're going to find anything there.
Yeah, you know, I've met some really pessimistic people in my life, so I guess I can kind of get behind that. But in a situation like this, you are just hoping and praying that they find something. You're not looking at it, well, they're not going to find anything. No, you pray and say, oh my God, I hope they find something. I hope they get what they're looking for.
And this is where people fuck up in their stories.
Yeah.
Because they get really fucking detailed, which she's doing.
Yep.
And then they start like trying to control the narrative in ways that one would not try and control a narrative when your child is fucking missing.
Well, and do you think that this Steven Stearns guy, the reason he's sitting behind her, lurking behind her, is to make sure that she sticks to the story?
Probably.
Do you think maybe there's that element going on too, that maybe she's afraid?
There's a lot, I think, here. I think that there's an element of abuse probably to both of them. But again, this is kind of one of those cases where you look at the parent and go, sorry, you're an adult, your mom here, you got to be a fucking adult. Kind of like when we look at Ruby Frankie and shit, we're like, well, Jody Hildebrandt was kind of the ringleader. Ruby Frankie had a fucking head on her shoulders too. She could have said something and done something. And she clearly did. She abused the shit out of her kids. I don't know what Jen Soto's involvement is. I don't know how abused she likely is by Steven Stearns. Clearly, anyone who's raping your girlfriend's daughter is very capable of abusing the mom as well, and very likely is, and probably very controlling and creepy. And by the way, he has those dead eyes. If you take a look at his mugshot, just like that, like, oh, you're missing a soul. I don't know. I don't know what her story is. I don't know. Again, she's innocent. She's not been charged with anything as of this moment. But I'm telling you, this feels so off. So
I don't like her fidgeting either. If those of you listening end up going to look at the video of her, of this interview, she's so fidgety that it just, does she need to be on medication and isn't? I mean, something is going on there. She's rocking and consoling herself.
I'm going to do a breakdown video of this as well and put it up on our YouTube channel and social media. If you're not there, Hitting Killers Pod on YouTube and Instagram and TikTok. We're everywhere. Do follow because we post a lot of this sort of stuff. But I'm going to break this down in the next day or so. So be watching for that so you can see it there too. But the credit does go to Fox 35 Orlando. This is their interview. Let's continue on.
That trail, sending us photos to see if anything there looks familiar and like her personal belongings, and nothing is hers.
She also says that she went through her phone and took a look at stuff. By the way, they also found on her phone her talking to her friends about going and living in the woods. Mom says nothing about going and living in the woods.
Wow.
Because, you know, why would you, if it's, like I said, if it's a loving house, why would she want to go live in the woods? Would that show that maybe there's something fucked up going on at home?
So I'm not sure. I'm not sure where to go from here. I'm just contacting the news to get the word out, to get some help, because I'm desperate. I'm a wreck right now.
You're not.
Yeah, it looks like it.
But you're not. But you're not a wreck right now. You're not. You're putting breaths where they don't belong. You're acting all disheveled. But it's an act. It does not feel real. As creepy motherfucker sits in the background. She's just, this is not, I'm more distraught when I lose my keys and I'm going around the house frantically trying to find them with the Find My app on my phone.
Mm-hmm.
I'm more disheveled than this woman.
Yeah.
I think that she's been taken against her will.
I do think so. Yes.
As a mom, you know, what's your mother's intuition telling you right now?
Sorry, I don't have that.
I'm trying to hope for the best, but I'm scared for her.
No tears.
I want her to be okay, and I want her to be safe. I don't want her to come back harmed. I just want her back, whatever that means.
Oh, that's a creepy fucking one right there. I just want her back, whatever that means. Who the fuck says that about their daughter when they're missing? Whatever that means.
Wow. Wow.
The reporter set it up to, you know, as a mother, what's your instinct? Oh, I better talk in a high voice right now so people think I'm sincere, but I'm not going to have any tear come out. Whatever that means. Well, if you're hoping for anything, you want your daughter alive. That's what that fucking means.
Yep.
That is unquestionable what that means. Unless you know something else, Jen.
Are you getting any updates from law enforcement? I mean, yes, they're searching that small area, but have they gotten any hits on any scent or anything like that?
They haven't let me know anything. They haven't updated me since I spoke to them this morning. I've contacted them to get some information or to give them some leads, but I've heard nothing back.
And Jen, there's no way that she, just being, you know, a teenager, was like, maybe had a fight with you or an argument with you and was like, you know what, I'm going to go hang out at so-and-so's house and teach her a lesson. You know, could that be a scenario?
I don't believe so. We actually haven't gotten into a fight in like a few weeks or arguments or anything like that. If anything, on Sunday, she celebrated her 13th birthday with my entire family and she had the best day. She was so happy. She showed us all her gifts. She's just a happy girl and she showed it on Sunday night when she went to bed. She was so happy. So, you know, she had the best day. I just, you know, there was no moment in that evening from when she got home from the party that she had her phone or had the laptop. She went straight to getting ready and went to bed. So I know she didn't have any conversations with anyone. She didn't make plans with anyone. I didn't see any of that.
That's interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Was she already dead?
Wow.
So she's spent the whole Sunday celebrating her 13th birthday. Was her 13th birthday on that Sunday, or that was just like the time you guys were celebrating?
That was the time we were celebrating. Her birthday was on Thursday the 22nd. She just turned 13.
But that's just so heartbreaking to be celebrating her 13th birthday and then the very next day, she's gone. The last you've seen of her.
Yeah.
Missing my keys. Like, what the fuck?
Right?
This just doesn't.
So casual.
I don't have words. I'm just. Yep. You know, shit happens.
No big deal.
It's okay.
Yeah, I hope she comes back. I mean, she seemed fine on, you know, Sunday.
She was good. She's so happy.
Where are the hysterics? Your daughter's missing.
She was so happy. She was so happy. Was she, or did she reveal to you something that maybe was very disturbing, or you knew that she was going to reveal it somewhere else, somewhere outside of your home, and maybe she had to go?
Yep.
Because that may put you and Steven in a bind
she was about to reveal something, maybe.
Because she wanted to go live in the woods at her 13th birthday, she was telling her friends. That it marks a point where she was saying, I'm not going to deal with this anymore. Or I'm going to stand up for myself. Or I'm going to do something. And, yeah. Did that come to light? Or was there an accident or something at home? And we're going to play this off as, because we don't want to be charged with abuse or some other shit. So we're going to, I don't know. There's a lot of ways this could go. But again, I'll say it again. Jen Soto is not been charged with anything. She is not a suspect as of this moment. We're simply speculating on the interview that she gave. And this one to Fox 35, continuing on.
Where do you go now? Are you going to go out there and search or look? Or what is your, are you sticking by the phone? Are you, you know, what are you doing?
I'm staying at home, staying by the phone, hoping she just appears.
Because there's no such thing as cell phones. We have to stay by landlines here in 2024.
I know my entire family is out looking. They've all spread a bunch of flyers. They've gone, I've had people contact me that they've gone to the international airport to spread flyers to
Yes, because they believe she's alive and missing. You're hanging out at waiting for the landline to ring.
Amtrak to Greyhound, just any way that if someone's taken her and they're trying to take her, just to show her face, just to make sure, you know, she's not being taken against her will.
And you mentioned ADHD. Was there anything else maybe mentally going on or that you knew of?
She does suffer from anxiety. And once upon a time, she was diagnosed with autism. We had her
evaluated.
Oh, evaluated.
Yeah, reevaluated.
She probably has anxiety because your boyfriend's been raping her in your house. That might cause that. Actually,
and they told us, no, she didn't have autism, but she did have some autistic traits. She did have ADHD, some autistic traits, but not autism. So I'm not sure where to leave with that because one doctor said she did and one doctor saying she doesn't. And I don't know. She's just in the middle, I guess, because she does have some tendencies, but socially she's pretty great. So I'm not sure.
And with the video that you were able to see whenever your boyfriend dropped her off, where was that? What, like, which video? Was that a surveillance camera?
It was a surveillance camera from the church, Peace Church, right next to Hunters Creek Middle School.
And do you have that video?
I don't have that. They didn't show me. They wouldn't show me. It was actually, my sister was the one at location, and they were letting her know what they saw on camera.
Okay.
But they didn't show it to any of us.
Got it. Okay. Jen, is there anything else that you'd like to add?
Please, 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 if you have any information, contact me, contact law enforcement. Any information helps. Maddie, if you see this, please come home. Please be safe. I love you very much. If you have my Maddie, please just let her come home.
Let me add a little crack to my voice on cue.
Mm-hmm. Want her home.
Yeah. She's a fucking monster.
Yeah, she doesn't seem like the kind of parent that a 13-year-old would go to saying, I need your help. Something's happening to me.
No.
You know? No. There's no compassion. There's no empathy coming from her. It's forced. It feels extremely fake and staged.
We saw her, or we dropped her off. A lot of we's in there.
Mm-hmm.
Which, like
you're
I said,
her mom.
That will come to bite her in the ass because some of the evidence that they are finding and that they're pointing out at a joint press conference that was held by Holland and Mina on Friday. They told reporters that video evidence showed Stearns throwing Madeline's belongings into a dumpster around 7:35 a.m., the day of the disappearance, which, by the way, contradicts her, what she just said earlier. It was around 9 a.m. we got up. The video, they also added, shows Stearns returning at 8:19 a.m., at which time investigators said Maddie was visible and believed to be dead in the car. The car that we had been in.
Oh, wow. So would they prop her up like a Weekend at Bernie's kind of a thing?
Jesus Christ.
I hate to be so cold and callous.
I know.
I don't know what else to say.
Well, that's what I wonder too. I mean, if they're seeing, yeah, I don't know. I have no idea. But something is very, very off here. We have another interview that was conducted by another media outlet, but while Maddie was in the missing state before they discovered her body, we're going to play that back and see how that compares to this one on our next segment here on Murder in the Morning. Stick around.
Sick of the ads?
We are too.
Start listening with no commercials now and get access to all of our episodes in advance of everyone else.
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
True Crime Today Premium Plus.
Sign up now.